People that have woken up in bed with a stranger. What's your story? Story 1. At my brother and sister-in-law's place in Brunswick, Georgia, my sister-in-law had been subtly flirty with me all night. We were all completely drunk on red wine, and my wife passed out on the sofa while I staggered off to bed. I awoke in the wee hours with a large, warm body fully pressed up against my back. I was immediately terrified it was my sister-in-law, and I thought I was going to have to either make a scene or do some serious explaining. Turns out, it was my brother-in-law's Rottweiler. I went back to sleep. Before we continue, do us a quick favor, smash that like button and subscribe to support our channel. Story 2. Once I drank a lot and took meds, so I barely remembered the night before. I woke up in a bed with my clothes on the floor. There was another guy in the bed. I assumed he was out of clothes too because he didn't have a shirt on and the blanket covered everything below. I just got up, got dressed, and left. The guy didn't even get up. I didn't want to wake him. I was extremely confused and just figured that I had spent the night with the guy. I had never been into men and never done anything with a guy. I was honestly freaked out. 3 days later, I got a call. It was the guy. He said I left my headphones there and wanted to make sure I got home okay. He said I dropped the headphones on the ground when I changed in the middle of the night. I was like, "What do you mean, the middle of the night?" He explained that he had offered me a place to sleep because I was too drunk to get on the subway and I was fully clothed. But sometime in the middle of the night, I got up, drank 2 shots of liquor, and danced in his room, asked him to record me dancing, and then passed out in the bed. I became friends with him, and he sent me the video of me dancing with no clothes in his room. I still have that video today. Story 3. I once had way too much to drink at this bar that, oddly enough, was inside a hotel. I must have gotten mixed up because I woke up the next morning in a bed that wasn't mine, and I wasn't alone. There was a couple in the bed, and they were very energetic for that early in the day. The husband looked over at me, grinned, and made a comment that suggested I was welcome to join in the fun. Let's just say I politely declined, grabbed my stuff, and made my escape. Later, I learned they were part of a whole group staying there for a special themed party. Apparently, the hotel was hosting a swingers weekend. No one stole my wallet, I made it home fine, and I have never again accepted a mystery bed after a night out. Story 4. Some years ago, as a happily married man, I had a whirlwind week of business travel that had me sleeping in a different hotel every night. By the end of it, utterly exhausted, I woke up in the dark and wasn't quite sure where I was. I rolled over and felt a woman next to me. For a split second, panic set in. Dear God, what have I done? I braced myself for the worst. Then it hit me. I was in my own bed, and the woman beside me was my wife. Instant relief washed over me, and we both ended up laughing about it. Of course, we're divorced now, but that trip had nothing to do with it. Story 5. While still living at my parents' house, I woke up after a night out at a club. It was still a bit dark, but I saw someone next to me in bed. I spent about 15 minutes trying to figure out who it was before I finally decided to take a closer look. Turns out it was just my extra blankets I used to fill the space between the bed and the wall. I decided I needed a lot more sleep before getting out of bed. Story 6. I went out with a friend on a random Saturday night. I was 18. She was about the same. By that age, I was already a pretty heavy partier and drinker. That night started like most good stories do, drinking Carlo Rossi in a graveyard. I had an absolute blast. I vaguely remember meeting some cute boys and heading to their house. I even tried tequila for the first time, briefly. After that, everything went black. I woke up in a loft bed next to a guy. I was fully dressed, so yeah, pretty confused. He was dead asleep, and on the other side of him was my friend, not dressed and looking panicked. I picked up on her vibes, quietly helped her get dressed, and we got the hell out of there. My head was spinning with worst-case scenarios. I asked, "Are you okay? Should we go to the hospital? The police? Did he hurt you?" Her answer? OMG no. I had fun, but I just realized that's my cousin, and my mom would off me if she found out what we did last night. Welcome to rural Northern California. Story 7. I was at a hostel in the Philippines and woke up to some drunk man-bun dude squeezing into my bed. Mine was the one next to the door, so I figured he just stumbled in. I politely tried to tell him it wasn't his bed, but he refused to move, so I violently kicked him off. It was hot as hell, and I had already been struggling to fall asleep earlier, so this just pissed me off. Great trip, though. Story 8. I woke up with an eye patch on. It was November 1st, and I had somehow managed to pick up a cute woman dressed as a pirate. I was so blacked out that I'd somehow charmed my way into being with someone way out of my league. She later told me I couldn't get to bring my little guy up, making her regret her decision. Alcohol gives, alcohol takes away. Story 9. I was in college, staying near campus, and decided to go to a frat party. I chose to walk home before the liquor kicked in too much. By the time I got home, I was blacking out. I barely made it. I got to my bed and passed out without even taking my shoes off. I woke up on and off throughout the night feeling someone next to me. I figured it was a girl I'd been dating. She'd come over if she got scared at night or just to sleep at my place. I never thought much of it. She cuddled me that night, and it felt amazing. Guys love being the little spoon sometimes. The sun woke me up, and I decided to go pee. I remember having to step over her to get out of bed, losing my balance because I was still drunk. I went to pee, came back, and noticed this was not the girl I was dating. I then realized I was only wearing boxers and didn't remember getting undressed. My clothes were folded on my computer chair next to a half-eaten grilled cheese. I immediately went to my roommate's room to ask who the hell she was. He was in bed with his girlfriend. I woke him up, and he said the girl claimed she knew me. I was scared, so I went back to the living area and waited until she woke up. Apparently, she didn't have a ride home, and since she lived far away, I drunkenly offered her a place to crash. She helped me walk home, unlocked the door because I was out of it, and folded my clothes. Then she made me a grilled cheese because I was drunkenly begging for one. I ate half of it and laid down. At first, she stayed on the couch, but said I was calling to her loudly like a banshee. So she cuddled me until I fell asleep, and then she fell asleep too. I was both embarrassed and thankful. She really took care of me. I took her home later, and we laughed about it. We stayed friends for a long time and hung out more than a few times. We were never more than friends, because I was already dating someone. Sometimes I wonder if she was the one for me. I don't know how we lost touch. And funny enough, I don't even like grilled cheese. Story 10. Honestly, it was terrible. I went to bed one night with my fiancé, whom I loved, but the next morning that woman was a stranger. She was cold and distant. That morning, she admitted she had cheated the week before. I was crushed. I didn't say a word, just walked out the door. Story 11. About 15 years ago, during the first or second week of college, my roommate got blackout drunk with a girl we'd met at a party. We came back to the dorm around 2 a.m., and I was pretty wasted. A couple minutes later, our door opens and a girl jumps on the end of my bed, smiling at me. I figured it was the same girl from the party, so I was cool with it and just passed out. The next morning, I wake up to find a girl in my bed. She wakes up, looks at me, and I realize it's not the girl from the party. She asks, "Where's Mike?" I am confused, so I say, "What?" She throws something at my roommate, Brad, and yells, "Mike, wake up!" I respond, "That's not Mike, that's Brad." She jumps out of bed, grabs my blanket, runs into the hallway, and vanishes forever. Later that day, my next-door neighbor comes up and says, "Hey man, I am Mike. Did my girlfriend crash in your room last night? Sorry about that. She got up to pee and never came back." And that's how I ended up sleeping in the same bed as my next-door neighbor's half-covered girlfriend, on my birthday, no less. Story 12. I was a witness, but technically was my boyfriend. My boyfriend and I were home from college, hanging out at my house. We went out, got completely plastered, and passed out in my bed. In the middle of the night, I hear my parents screaming with laughter. Turns out my boyfriend had gotten up to pee, accidentally walked into their room, and nestled right between them. Both my parents sleep in nothing, and my boyfriend was only in his boxers. My dad wakes up, realizes something is off, tries to wake my boyfriend, but he's completely out and unresponsive. My parents can stop laughing. Eventually, I hear the commotion, go retrieve my boyfriend, and get him back to bed. The next morning, when my boyfriend...
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Walks into breakfast, my parents burst out laughing all over again. He had zero recollection of the entire thing. The best part, my mom was undergoing chemotherapy and radiation at the time. She was a shadow of her former self. We hadn't heard her laugh in months. Seeing her laugh that night brought so much light to a very dark time. My dad even thanked my boyfriend the next morning for making her laugh. She recovered, and we still joke about that moment to this day. John, thanks for bringing light to my mom in a time of complete darkness. Story 13. The stranger wasn't in my bed. He was standing beside it, looking down at me. He hadn't been in my apartment when I went to bed. He had broken in and apparently spent quite some time inside before entering my bedroom. He'd broken in through one door and created an exit that took him past that door and out through another, almost never used door. I chased him out, but lost him in the alley behind my building. The police believed my reaction saved me from an essay and possibly abduction. Unfortunately, they never caught the guy. Story 14. About 3 years ago, I went to visit a friend in NYC and stayed with him and his roommates in Brooklyn. On night 3, I got completely blacked out drunk, which hardly ever happens to me, I swear. I woke up the next morning as the third spoon in a bed with a couple I'd never even met. Turns out, instead of sleeping on my usual living room cot, I'd wandered into my friend's bedroom to crash. Only, in my drunken haze, I got the room wrong and crawled into bed with his roommate and her boyfriend. I was totally confused and mortified when I woke up. Luckily, they were super nice about it and probably tell the story as a funny anecdote at parties. But my God, was that horrible. Story 15. I am 18 and went to a rave in the city with some people I didn't know very well, but they were good guys. My tolerance for drink and drugs was pretty low, and the booze was extremely cheap, so I ended up getting drunk pretty early. This is the only time in my life I have blacked out. I vaguely remember getting on a bus, ending up at the end of the bus route, and then I remember being home, no clue how I got home safe. After a couple of hours of sleep, I woke up needing the toilet. Pretty normal. Something felt wrong, though. I looked to my left and saw a woman sleeping beside me. It was dark, but I could tell she was older than me, which only made things more confusing. My mind raced with explanations. Did I manage to bring a girl home when I was blacked out? Was I tripping from the drugs? Who knows? I lay back down, too nervous to wake her up, and ask. What felt like hours passed until my older brother popped his head into my bedroom, saw the girl, and asked who she was. I told him I had no friggin' idea. He chuckled and explained the situation. She had come over and stayed the night with him, got up to use the toilet in the night, mistakenly walked into my room, and went back to sleep. My and my brother's door are next to each other. Easy mistake. He woke her up, covered her, and they left the room. She was so embarrassed and never came over again. I decided to drink more responsibly to ensure no more spooky blackouts. Story 16. I got ridiculously drunk in Flagstaff, AZ, with some Tinder girls who ditched me. Last thing I remember was being super wasted, in and out of blackouts, begging random people for a ride back to my place in Cottonwood, about 45 minutes away. I have zero memory of ever getting a ride. Next thing I know, I wake up in Cornville, about a half hour from Flagstaff, 15 minutes from my house, lying on a random bed inside a trailer. The guy wasn't in the bed with me, he was asleep on the hard linoleum floor. All my stuff was neatly set up next to me. My purse was there with everything inside, my phone was even plugged in and charging, and I was completely unharmed. Being a small, vulnerable girl, I really wanted to wake him up and thank him, but he wouldn't budge at all, so I wrote a note with my number in case he wanted an edible arrangement or something, then started walking. Luckily, an SOS on Facebook brought my friends running to my rescue, so I didn't have to trek all the way. Honestly, I probably would have crapped my pants and died of dehydration along an Arizona highway. But hey, All is well that ends well. I don't drink anymore because I got so lucky that night. I just don't think I will get that lucky again if I keep blacking out like that. I waited for my mystery savior to text me and ask for some kind of reward, but he never did. So thank you, random guy from Cornville. Story 17. When I was married to my ex, he had some new grad school friends over to hang out. I went out that night before they arrived. When I got home, I found them all in the kitchen playing Never Have I Ever. Not wanting to disturb them, I went straight to bed and just texted my husband that I was home. The next morning, I rolled over to my husband, and there was a complete stranger in our bed. I started screaming, obviously. The guy woke up screaming, too. My husband rushed in, and it was like a scene from a movie. Turns out, the guy had been pretty drunk the night before. His friend Andrew asked to crash at our place instead of driving home. They both remembered that conversation, but neither of them could explain how Andrew ended up in our bed while my husband was relegated to the couch. Story 18. I was around 19 and at a weekend festival where most people camped in tents. I got hammered on Saturday, blacked out, and woke up on an air mattress in someone else's tent. At some point in the morning, I sat up to get my bearings and noticed a couple in the tent, though not on the air mattress. The guy sat up right after me and said, "Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you better get the heck out of here." I didn't stick around to ask any questions. Story 19. I got really drunk in Vegas, and some girl with her friends insisted on coming up to my room. I kept telling her she didn't have to, but she kept saying, "Let's go, let's go." We kissed twice, and then she immediately passed out in my bed, so I did the same with all of our clothes still on. A few hours later, I woke up in a half-drunk state, having completely forgotten she was there. I looked over and my brain went, "What the hell? Where am I?" Then I quickly remembered and went back to sleep. When I woke up again a few hours later, she was gone. Edit. For the record, nothing was stolen. She was staying a few floors up with her cousins, so she wasn't looking for a free room. We'd been flirting all night and she was drunk. I like to think she really did want to come up, but passed out the second she saw a bed. I don't have a full memory of the night, but I am not the kind of person to push myself onto someone who might not have the capacity to consent. Story 20. My story isn't exactly what this question seeks, but it's close. In the college dorms, sometimes my roommate and I would come in late and forget to lock the door. One night, I woke up in the dark to a man reaching under my covers, begging to climb into my bed with me. My response, "What the heck are you doing?" He said, "This is my bed." Drunk, high, or both? I said, "No, it's friggin' not." He replied, "Dude, it's my bed." He tried to get in again, and I pushed his stumbly bum out of the room. I woke up my roommate, and we got him outside our door and locked it. Both of us were wide awake. Scratching and knocking with the handle wobbling continued for what felt like an eternity. Yet we didn't learn our lesson. Months later, I woke up around 6 a.m. to my roommate saying, "Hey man, someone's in my bed." I had spent the night late in the room with a friend who didn't leave until 3 a.m., and my half-awake mind suspected it was him. My response, it's probably just him. Sorry about that." I didn't open my eyes. My roommate persisted. He said, "Dude, he's not wearing anything but boxers, and it's not him." Eventually, I looked, and sure enough, a drunk guy came into our room while my roommate went to the bathroom and passed out in his bed. TLDR. Lock your friggin' doors. Story 21. I was going through a pretty nasty divorce. The last thing I recall was drinking hard with a buddy of mine. I have some vague recollections of going outside the bar and some woman basically dragging me into a cab. I came to with no clothes on, and it was obvious we had had crazy, super rough boinking earlier that night. Then I tried to find my clothes, some of which had been shredded when she ripped them off me. I called a cab. She told me she was married and hadn't had anything like that in years. I felt so crappy. I went outside, jumped in the cab, and found out where I was, a solid hour plus over $100 fare from my house. I told the cabbie what happened. He laughed at me all the way. I was so drunk, it wasn't until I got home that I realized I didn't have my coat, and with it, my house keys. I decided if it was at the lady's house, I was just getting a new coat and keys. I grabbed the spare and let myself in. My soon-to-be ex-wife had already moved out. I went back to the bar the next day, found my coat and keys, and closed my tab. Got STD tested a few weeks later, and spent the next few months hoping to God I didn't tell her where I lived and that her husband didn't show up with a shotgun. All in all, would not recommend. It convinced me that self-medicating with alcohol was not the way to get through the rough times I was having, and I needed to get my crap together. Story 22. Not exactly waking up with a stranger, but I did wake up on a stranger's couch once. I looked around, sat up, and saw a woman staring at me. Startled, I realized I had no idea who she was. Then I noticed my clothes on the floor, so I half-covered myself. She asked who I was, and I gave my name before asking where Jill was, the girl I thought I'd gone to see. She looked confused for a moment, then burst out laughing. Turns out Jill's neighbor hadn't locked her door, and I had clearly been very drunk. I'd apparently made myself a sandwich, drank half a carton of orange juice, and then crashed on her couch. Thank God she was so nice. Skylar, if you're reading this, thank you for not calling the cops. Story 23. I wish this hadn't happened as often as it has. As a tiny female, I am lucky to be alive. One night stands out in particular. I was out drinking with my dad, he was visiting, my uncle, and my brothers. Across from our table were two guys visiting from Tennessee. At some point, my uncle started chatting with them and invited them to join our table. One of the guys was very Matthew McConaughey-like, so naturally, I tried to be subtly flirtatious. I drank a lot that night enough that I barely remember leaving the bar, or even the fact that my family just let me leave with these two random guys. I woke up in their hotel room. Turns out there were seven guys sharing it. I had the entire bed to myself. They even put the comforter over me while a couple of them took the other bed and the rest slept on the floor. One of the guys even went out and got breakfast for all of us, including me. They tried to convince me to go to the Fish concert they were in town for, but I had to work. Story 24. Not a bed, but kind of an abandoned trailer in the middle of the desert. I found shelter and slept there, then woke up to find another person inside. They didn't know I was there either. When I stood up and looked around, they were staring at me wide-eyed and clearly freaked out. I didn't know what to do, so we just looked at each other for a while. Not knowing what else to say, I offered her some corn nuts. We both laughed, then shortly left without asking any questions. That's the closest I ever got to a one-night stand. Story 25. I was at a bar in Wilmington and got crazy drunk. I was hanging out with some college kids because my buddy who was there with me got laid, so I was on my own and bored. We did a ghost tour, saw some sights, and of course hit a few bars on a crawl. I woke up in my hotel room bed with my buddy's one-night stand. Apparently she had showered and crashed into the bed after they were done and hadn't bothered to move. We woke up spooning. It took me a good hour of panic the next morning before I realized that I had not, in fact, partaken in the leftover gravy stirring. Story 26. When I was staying in Cusco, Peru, I didn't bring any oxygen supplements to help with the altitude. Given that I smoked and drank heavily at the time, I was surprised I didn't have many issues, just some shortness of breath. But when it came time to sleep, everything changed. Falling asleep slowed my breathing, and my brain started panicking from the oxygen deprivation. I was trapped in a terrifying cycle of intense nightmares, unable to fully wake up into reality. It was agonizing. I was in a 16-person hostel dorm, so I imagine my distress was loud enough to make others nervous. At one point, I woke to find a girl gently holding my head and running her hands through my hair. The only thing I could ask was, "Am I still dreaming?" She laughed softly, gave me some water, and even some oxygen from a small tank, which helped immensely. She stayed with me, holding me as I finally drifted to sleep. When I woke the next morning, she was gone. But waking up out of that infinite nightmare and seeing her face, feeling her gentle touch, it was like looking up at an angel. Story 27. I was in college and went out way too hard on a Thursday night since I didn't have class the next day. I woke up in my own room to find a girl standing there, getting dressed. I was dumbfounded. She casually put on her jacket, said, "I have to get to class," and left before I could even say a word. I never saw her again. I tried asking friends who I came home with, but everyone said I just disappeared. Her face is burned into my mind, and now, 5 years later, I still have no clue what happened or who I spent the night with. Story 28. Probably not what you imagined. As a kid, I used to sleepwalk at night, and in the morning, I'd have no recollection of what happened. When I was about 10, I spent the night at a friend's house. They had a fire going in the living room fireplace, so my friend's mom decided to sleep on the couch to keep an eye on it, while the dad went to bed in the parents' bedroom. Because the door to their room was always closed, I'd never been inside, which made it very, very disorienting the next morning when I woke up in that bedroom, right as my friend's dad was getting out of bed. He had assumed during the night that I was his son and didn't question anything when I slipped into bed with him. Kudos to him for not making it any more awkward than it already was. And that's the story of how I woke up next to my friend's dad. Story 29. I got really drunk at a dorm party and ended up carrying a passed-out girl up 3 flights of stairs. The elevator was out. I plopped her in her bed, took off her shoes, then passed out on the floor. She woke me up by stepping on me and yelling. I was too hungover to argue, so I just left. Story 30. When I was about 18, I went to a festival and got completely blackout drunk with my friends. The next morning, I woke up in a tent I didn't recognize, surrounded by 3 huge rugby players, all partially covered, and I was too. One of them was spooning me. I am a straight guy, so it was pretty surprising. Turns out they'd found me passed out next to the toilets in the pouring rain, soaking wet and covered in mud. They took me back to their tent to sleep it off and took my wet clothes off so I wouldn't get sick. The guy spooning me just rolled over and spooned me in his sleep. They lent me some dry clothes, and later we all went to see some bands together. Eventually, my friends and I started camping with that group every year at the festival. They're some of the best people I've met. Story 31. Once I was at the club, mixing hard, it was a bit of a dive, so I used to blackout whenever we went there. I'd wake up with 0 memory of the girl I was with. My phone had 2% battery, so I checked my notes. I used to save myself notes when I passed the point of no return. Sometimes they helped me make sense of things, sometimes they made me laugh, and sometimes they were just an incoherent mess, mostly the latter. There was a conversation between the girl and me where we shared our names. It was a loud club, and some stupid joke about the band The Darkness, which must have been playing at the time, plus the fact we were wearing similar t-shirts. When the girl woke up, she started making jokes I didn't get clearly from the night before. She accused me of not remembering the boinking we did and then asked if I even knew her name. I confidently said her name from my notes, but it was a different girl. Of course it was. She kicked me out pretty quickly after that. I found the other girl's number saved in my phone, and we hung out a few times casually after. We became good friends, so it ended up a good result. Story 32. When I was 11, I went to my friend's place for a horror movie sleepover. I woke up to a 4-year-old boy, her little brother, clinging to all my blankets in fear. He had eavesdropped on our sleepover after pretending to go to bed early, and was now convinced a killer doll would off him in his sleep. Their mom made us all hot chocolate, and he ended up sleeping in her bed for the rest of the night. Story 33. This reminds me of the guy who showed up on the couch of my apartment in college and stayed for weeks. I had 3 roommates I wasn't particularly close with, and I basically only slept at the apartment, so I assumed he was a friend of one of them. I'd stop in to eat or grab something, and there he'd be sitting in his shorts, often playing video games that belonged to my roommates on the couch. After about a week, one of my roommates finally asked how long my friend would be staying and if I could tell him to at least ask before playing their games. I said, "I don't know the guy. I thought he was your or Justin's friend." "Nope, we went to the 4th roommate, and he didn't know him either." We had a little meeting to decide what to do. Since I didn't spend much time there, I said I didn't care how they handled it, but honestly, I thought the whole situation was hilarious, and in a weird way, I respected the guy. If it were up to me, I wouldn't say a word, just to see how it played out. Would he stay? For how long? Would he slowly try to gain power? A couple of days went by, and clearly no one had spoken to him because he was still there. Then a beautiful thing happened. I came home to find him playing video games with 2 of the roommates, chatting like old pals. This went on for another week or two, the couch drifter fitting right in, until one day he was just gone. He must have been there for a good month or two. Story 34. Not me, but a neighbor of mine was in a fraternity, and one night they all went downtown and got completely wasted. He doesn't remember how he got separated from his buddies, but he woke up in a very soft bed with no idea where he was. He spotted a large, fluffy, flowered bathrobe hanging on the back of the door and put it on. Hearing voices, he wandered toward them and walked into the dining room, where an all-black family smiled at him in relief. My neighbor was a southern white guy. They were all eating breakfast, and the father pulled out a chair beside him and served up a heaping plate of scrambled eggs, grits, toast, and bacon. It turned out that in his drunken state, my neighbor had stumbled across their car, climbed into the back seat, and passed out. Thankfully, everything ended well. He stayed in touch with that family for a long time afterward. Story 35. My freshman year roommate warned me on day one that he was a sleepwalker. A few months later, I woke up to a weird smell, rolled over, and saw him standing in front of the microwave, watching an entire loaf of bread spin around inside as the plastic melted and smoke billowed into his face. I yelled, "Dude, what the heck?" He replied, direct quote, "It's fine," and then just got back in bed. I ran over, opened the microwave, and shut it off. 30 seconds later, the fire alarms were blaring and the entire building was being evacuated. We got downstairs, and I swear to God, he looked at me and said, "I bet some dumb jerk burnt popcorn again." I still don't know how that guy made it to 18 without offing himself. Story 36. A friend of mine in college once woke up in a random girl's bed, a girl she didn't know. She'd been so drunk that she thought it was her own dorm room. The door was open, so she just climbed into the bed and slept. When she woke up, there was a note next to her that said something like, "Hey, I don't know who you are, but you were really asleep last night. Don't worry, it's cool if you crash here. I was going to spend the night at my boyfriend's. Just please make sure you close the door when you leave. P.S. I left you a glass of water on the nightstand." Apparently, the girl had come back to her room, found my friend passed out on her bed, and decided to be really nice and just let her sleep it off. Story 37. I used to date a really crappy guy. We lived together for 5 years, and during that time, some seriously dicey stuff happened. But this one ranks in the top five. It was a Sunday night, around 2 a.m., and I was asleep in bed when I woke up with the feeling that someone was staring at me, assuming it was my then-boyfriend. I told him I was trying to sleep and didn't want to do anything. Then I heard a laugh I'd never heard before. I jumped out of bed and found a guy sitting on the edge of it, laughing his butt off. I asked who he was. He said, "I am Andrew, your boyfriend's buddy." Then he told me how my ex had told him I was a prude and would be mad if he came into our bed. But he didn't believe my ex because the boyfriend was so cool. Why would he date a boring girl? Then he asked if I wanted to get high. I walked out and told my ex to get rid of him and let me sleep, since I had to work in the morning. His reply? "Well, now that you're up, can you take us to McDonald's?" Story 38. Not exactly the answer to the question, but my dad told me something scary after his stroke. Because he couldn't feel one side of his body, he would sometimes wake up in the middle of the night, thinking a stranger had broken in and was lying next to him. He had to calm himself down and remember that he'd had a major stroke, and that the person he thought was beside him was actually himself. Story 39. This has happened to me multiple times because I black out really easily, but the craziest time went like this. I was 21 and had just gotten into a fight with my girlfriend in front of her whole family at their Christmas party. We were both drunk and broke up for the fourth and final time that week. I stormed out without my house keys, wallet, or phone. By then, I had drunk an entire liter to myself. I walked about 2 miles to the local bar but realized I didn't have any money, though I did have cigarettes, which I used to trade for more shots. The next morning, I woke up in bed with a couple twice my age, more than 40 miles away from my apartment. They said, "Nothing happened, you just cried a lot and said you had nowhere to go, so we took you in and cuddled. The boyfriend drove me to work and I moved out of state the following week." Edit. I am happy to report this was almost a decade ago, and I no longer drink that much or get myself into chaotic situations like that. Story 40. Not sure if this counts, but I woke up under an SUV while tailgating at a Division I college with my pants around my knees, just pants. The game had already started, and as I climbed out from underneath, I heard loud cheers, "Oh, he's awake," from people I didn't know watching the game on a TV outside the stadium. Turns out, I had been making out with one of their friends under the SUV after stumbling up and being really friendly. I passed out mid-fooling around, so she went into the game. When I was awkwardly standing there after getting the rundown, they offered me a beer, and I just said, "Yeah, I think I am gonna go home," then began the 3-mile trek back to my house. Story 41. After my father passed away, his sisters invited my family to spend a summer weekend with them at a beach resort town. It ended up being the vacation from hell for many reasons. But here's the part that fits the prompt. The aunts didn't tell us they were bringing their extended family. So we had 13 people crammed into a 1-bedroom condo. Most of us slept on the living room floor, which was also the dining room and kitchen. On Saturday night, my cousin stayed out late while the rest of us returned to the condo and went to sleep. The next morning, we woke up to find a 14th person in the condo, a guy in his late teens or early 20s. My cousin explained that she'd met him while partying, and since he didn't have a place to stay, she let him crash with us. She let a complete stranger into the room where her grandmother, mother, sister, aunts, and cousins, two of whom were children, were sleeping. Her side of the family shrugged it off, but my side was livid. We've never spent a vacation with them again. Story 42. I was a female in my mid-20s and fell asleep in a man's hotel bed after a night of drinking at a restaurant across from the hotel, and he was over 60. What could have been a recipe for disaster turned into him saying, "If I ever had a daughter, I hope she'd be just like you. I called you a cab and here's your wallet. Be safe now." Story 43. I blacked out and woke up on a toilet with no clothes on. I tried to flush it, but the handle wasn't where it should be. I looked around. This wasn't my apartment. My phone and clothes were on the floor, but my phone was dead. I had literally just moved to this town the day before and didn't even know my new address, so without a phone, I was stuck in this apartment. I left the bathroom and looked in the living room, where I found 4 girls passed out along the couches. I didn't know any of them. What the hell did I get myself into last night, I wondered. I opened the closest bedroom door and didn't know that girl either. From what I remembered, it was the first Friday of a new internship and all the interns had gone out drinking. I opened the final door and saw a girl I recognized from the internship. She had seemed interested in me that week, and I remembered her taking many shots. I wasn't exactly keen on being involved with her, but considering how drunk I was, I wouldn't put it past myself to do something like this. I decided I was far too intoxicated to make any other move, so I climbed into bed with her and hoped I made the right call. Morning came, and she seemed cool with everything, so I sighed with relief and asked her for a charger and a ride home. Story 44. My family owns a big farm in Queensland, Australia. It's mostly untouched bushland, but we lease the area out to a cattle producer. Since we have breeding land, we get a lot of calves every couple of years, and there's a feral dog population that hangs around trying to pick off the calves. So every few weeks or so, I go on a several-day hunting trip just walking around. It was the middle of a drought, so I couldn't light a fire and just slept in a sleeping bag under a tree in an area I knew pretty well. It was a randomly cold night in summer, so I was happy to get rugged up. I woke up in the morning with my left leg feeling really tight. I tried to shimmy my pants down inside the sleeping bag because I thought they were just tangled. I felt something odd, so I unzipped the sleeping bag, and there was a red-bellied black snake wrapped around my leg, having a good snooze. I was so dead tired, I wasn't even freaking out. I just tapped it awake and said, "Hey mate, can you leave?" It released my leg and just buggered off. I should have been way more scared at the time, but I was completely wiped out from the day before. Story 45. I took a year off from school and was working in Shanghai. I went through a bad period and for about 2 weeks was waking up in a different apartment with a different girl each night. We went to karaoke one night with a big group, and it just snowballed from there. I only remember flashes like riding in a taxi with a girl and then going into her place. I had no idea what her name was or who she was. I remember stumbling alone on the street to the subway at around 1 a.m., trying to beat the closing time, and failing. No idea how I got home that night. Honestly, it was incredibly eye-opening afterward, and I realized how dangerous it was. I still don't remember much from that time frame, and I am not sure I was sober for more than a minute during it. Since then, I completely stopped drinking and got my life together. I don't recommend anyone do stuff like that, but it really helped me turn my life around. I have a good career and family now, but I always worry about falling back down that hole. Story 46. I went to a bar with no shoes on and only my passport, no money. I wound up in Jamaica Plain and had to borrow quarters from the guy I spent the night with so I could take the train home and buy flip-flops. I dated him for a bit after. Another time, my roommate's boyfriend's roommate saw me making out with a stranger at a bus stop and could tell I had no clue who that person was. He made me come home with him. It was very strange to wake up next to him after being nowhere near their house. Story 47. I was in Munich for Oktoberfest. Accommodation was incredibly expensive and in high demand, so I booked my first night sleeping in a sleeping bag in a large communal tent. For the following nights, I had secured a bunk in a hostel dorm. That night, my accommodation was a rented air mattress and sleeping bag in a tent with seven other people. I had arrived in Munich late in the evening and didn't get to do much before bed. The campsite was quite far from the festivities, so my plan was to spend the night there, then check out early and head to my hostel in the city center for the real fun to begin the next day. The guy on the airbed next to me, by contrast, had clearly had a very wild day and was about to make my night unforgettable. I'd spoken to him briefly when I arrived, or rather tried to. I am English and don't speak French, and he was French and didn't speak English, so we didn't have much to say to each other before I turned in early to prepare for the next day while he went off to keep drinking. At 1 a.m., I was fast asleep, snuggled into my sleeping bag when I was suddenly yanked violently off my air mattress and onto the one next to me. Half asleep, confused, and frightened, I realized I was now lying on top of the naked Frenchman who apparently went to sleep au naturel. He was grabbing and pulling at my sleeping bag, which was still tightly wrapped around me, seemingly utterly confused that it was already occupied. Dazed and disoriented, I scrambled off his bare form and struggled back onto my own mattress. I stared at him in absolute confusion and whispered, "What the heck?" His eyes, however, passed right through me, unseeing and unfocused. He was staring into some distant place, trying to understand why the sleeping bag had apparently crawled away on its own. Then he promptly passed out on his bed, snoring within seconds, still proudly displaying his wedding tackle for all the world to admire. Well, what else was I supposed to do? So I rolled over and went back to sleep for 30 minutes. At 1:30 a.m., I was dragged from my bed a second time. The guy was pretty strong and pulled me across him once again. "Get the hell off me," I demanded in a stage whisper. I really didn't want anyone else to wake up and find me tangled with him like this. He tugged insistently at my sleeping bag, and this time I was awake enough to understand what was going on. His sleeping bag had disappeared to the same dimension as his clothes. It was the early hours of a brisk September morning, and he was cold and trying to cover up. He thought his duvet had slipped off and was too drunk to figure out why the duvet was fighting back and swearing at him in English. This time, after once again escaping back to my own bed, I sat up and looked around to try to find his sleeping bag or clothes. I figured that if I found them for him, he'd leave me alone. They were nowhere in sight. I had no idea where the bag had gone, nor the clothes he must have been wearing before coming to bed. The only thing I could see was his backpack, which I wasn't about to rummage through. Before I could decide what to do, his snores rolled across the tent again. He'd passed out once more. All right, I thought. Surely, it couldn't happen a third time. I thought wrong. Grab, drag, swear, struggle. No, you French lout! This is my sleeping bag! Mine! Get off me! But this time was different. His eyes could focus on me. He'd sobered up enough to realize that the sentient, struggling duvet was actually an irate Englishman. He stared at me, bewilderment rolling behind his eyes, and this time he spoke to me, in French. I don't understand French, but even if I did, I'd bet money he didn't say anything intelligible. We engaged in a brief but heated argument that went nowhere. He was clearly very cold and shivering now. I watched him scramble around looking for his actual sleeping bag. I tried to talk to him, but he didn't seem to hear me. Then he grabbed his backpack, pulled out a heavy coat, put it on, and collapsed back onto the bed, already asleep again. I waited a little while this time, keeping an eye out, but eventually I fell asleep and slept undisturbed until I awoke to the morning light and the commotion of the tent's other occupants beginning their day. Frenchie was still sound asleep, face down, snoring into his mattress, still wearing his coat, and still presenting his cheeks to the world. We all politely ignored him, but after I got dressed, I covered him with the sleeping bag he'd fought so hard for during the night. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.